Every day there's some kind of pain just lingering in my pelvic region.
That's Tracy Fisher, a 26-year-old Indiana woman who works in a nonprofit, and she has endometriosis, a chronic pain condition in which the tissue that normally lines the uterus grows outside it and can cause all sorts of problems.
Including pain, which is our unpleasant topic today. But we'll aim to emphasize the positive. I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg, and this is The Magic Pill. And there are a lot of people who can use some good news about pain, because the last estimate I saw was that something like 100 million Americans have regular or chronic pain.
Right. So first of all, there's some interesting research suggesting that if you're athletic, you may become better able to tolerate pain.
So maybe you just get used to that feeling of powering through, Eddie.
Yes, but we don't even know the mechanism. The most important point here is that with all sorts of diseases and conditions, exercise can help patients cope. It can even help tone down the pain. So even though you're feeling pain and your body is telling you just curl up and do nothing, activity may be your best medicine.
Well, that's a lesson that Tracy Fisher has certainly learned.
My baseline pain is usually a 3 or a 4, but if I don't work out, it can go up a little higher for my day-to-day pain, and then I notice that I need to get back out there. I need to at least do some kind of movement, even if it's just walking my dog. I need to get moving.
She says yoga really helps her, and she also does cardio and strength, and she still uses pain meds, but she says exercise also helps her because when you have chronic pain, it feels like your body is rebelling against you. And this way, she feels more control.
So a really interesting group to look at are patients that have fibromyalgia. Symptomatically, they just hurt all over. But it's actually a central nervous system dysfunction. It can take a little bit of convincing, but getting moving in any way, lifting weights or stretching, brings improvements in their physical functioning, their health, and their outlook on life. I like to explain to my fibromyalgia patients that there's safe pain and then there's dangerous pain. You broke a bone, go to the doctor, stop walking. But with fibromyalgia, they confuse the pain. And we have to tell them that actually the pain that you're going to have from walking is safe. You're not going to die from that pain, but you will become more functional.
So endometriosis, fibromyalgia, and here's one more nasty source of chronic pain, arthritis, the scourge of our latest years.
That and low back pain, which exercise can also help with.
And which everybody gets at some point. And on arthritis, we spoke with Dr. Maura Iverson of Northeastern University. She's a rehab specialist, and she does research on arthritis treatments. And she says swimming is a great way for her patients to relieve their pain. For one thing, the buoyancy of the water makes it easier to move, and the temperature and pressure of it can actually relieve their pain symptoms. But she also says that other kinds of aerobic exercise can help with pain, too.
There are a number of studies that show that aerobic exercise, it can get your heart rate up so that you're breathing deeply or heavily, promotes muscle strength, and so you provide more support to the joints by having stronger muscles, but also it increases cortisol levels in your body, and cortisol can help to also reduce the amount of pain that you perceive.
And Iverson says exercise is known to influence your immune response, which of course is good if you have an autoimmune disease, and also stronger muscles support joints better.
Well, I prescribe lots of NSAIDs, but I feel so much better when I prescribe exercise. For one thing, the side effects are actually positive, like better mood and heart health, etc.
Okay, but Eddie, here's my eternal question to you. How do you get your pain patients over the hump on this?
The first suggestion, Carrie, is actually we don't make them move, let's say, the joint that hurts. So if you come in and your knee is swollen and you're hurt, I'm not going to tell you to go move your knee. I'll ask you maybe to lie down and start doing some leg lifts. Your knee is straight. It's not moving. You're actually working your hip. Okay, but that's supporting your knee. Then if you're okay with it, I'll have you stand up, grab onto the counter, and you'll start doing some heel rises. So you're working your calves. I haven't moved your knee yet, but you're strengthening the muscles around there. Gradually, you're going to get stronger and you're going to be able to do more. Then we'll maybe put you on a bike or an elliptical or in the pool. And then we try to modify around it. So I've got a lot of patients that are pulling their old rollerblades out of the drawer and they're out there zipping around. They can't run anymore because their knees are arthritic like we're talking about, but they're getting that sort of runner's high or rollerblading high, I guess, to get moving but not put the same stress on the joint.
And one last little personal note. I mean, I don't want to trivialize the challenge of living with chronic physical pain. That is huge, obviously. But there's also mental pain. And I'd say just about everybody has that or should, because the human condition is ridiculous.
Okay, but I don't know of any studies that find that exercise cuts down on existential angst.
Fine, but I bet it does, Eddie. I just bet it does. So tune in tomorrow when we talk about a much more pleasant topic. Playtime.
For today, we're fighting angst with the song I Don't Care by D. Will.
I just woke up late. I guess I'm skipping work today. And this form is calls from my girl on my cell phone. And I couldn't pay my rent. I put up my money, went to a guy on Venice Beach, calls himself Dr. Green. One little thing after another, weigh me down. And I should get up and get it together and turn my life around. But I don't care. What up, but I don't care. What up, but I maybe I'll just sleep all day. I stare at some Pacific waves like a SoCal stereotype's supposed to do. And there are plenty of ladies that I will not be attending, and friends that I'll be offending. But right now it's just one little thing after another. Lay me down. Gotta get up and get it together and turn my life around. But I don't care. What up, but I don't care. What up, but I don't care. What up, but I don't care. Just scared of living, all just scared to die. That's why I'll take this little break from life. But I don't care about up, up, but da 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 da.